And now, before I tell you the full story of our voyage, I'm going to ask the gentlemen of the press to come forward so that the audience may have the privilege of seeing them take the first photographs of Kong and his captors. All right, boys.
And welcome to the very first podcast of the Jim Church School of Digital Underwater Photography. What we hope to do is kind of make this a stream of consciousness endeavor based on the many questions that we receive about underwater photography, specifically digital underwater photography. We are Mike and Mike, and what we hope to do through these podcasts is share some of our tricks, tips, and information that will hopefully be useful to you in your underwater photo adventures. As we go along week to week with the podcasts, what we're going to do is deliver one or two very specific pieces of information for you. And it's going to be based on actions in the water that you can take to improve your photography. It's going to be equipment related, a lot of questions about what should I buy, why should I buy, why not buy this, why not buy that. We'll address some of those issues. And we're going to be very specific in some of the post-processing issues that have a lot to do with improving your underwater photography. Related to Photoshop, related to what do I do after I get my pictures out of the camera? What do I do to store the pictures? What do I do to share my pictures? What do I do to print my pictures? What do some of these things mean when I see the buttons and whistles on the side of my camera and in my computer? And hopefully over the weeks to come, these are the kind of things that we're going to touch on. What we hope to do is make this more of an interactive kind of podcast, and we will have links to each one of these podcasts to our website, which is jimchurchphoto.com. And on the site, you will be able to go back and re-listen to the podcast. We will post some photos related to the individual discussions that we have about perhaps we had some equipment issues and it's easier to show it than to talk about it. So you can go to the website and see some of those things as well. What we hope is that maybe you guys will email us with some issues or questions that you would like addressed in the weeks to come. And we're going to take a look at that. And we'll also have some assignments. And you're going to find that some of the assignments are underwater assignments. And you're going to find that some of the assignments are going to be topside post-processing related assignments. So you don't have to get your wetsuit and your gear out in order to do some of these things. You might be able to just go in the backyard and take a picture of a plant or a flower or something. But in the post-processing end, it doesn't really matter because it's all going to be relative to what you want to do ultimately underwater. So that having been said and drawing out this long welcome and introduction, why don't we just move on to our very, very first podcast piece of information, tricks and tips.
Topic number one, learn your controls.
One of the things that we've learned over the years is when you get a new camera, the first thing you should do is learn the controls of the camera.
The hardest thing in the world is to take the camera as a new system, camera and housing, jump in the water, and expect to get a good picture while you're trying to discover what the knobs and buttons do at the same time.
So the first thing that we would hope that you would do is when you get your camera, study it. Learn it. Look through the manual. You don't have to read it like it's a textbook, but familiarize yourself with the controls and know what each of them does.
Now, all digital cameras, it doesn't matter if it's a digital SLR or a digital point-and-shoot camera, they all have a fair number of controls and buttons. And then that one magic button that says menu, that when you push that, there are all sorts of other options that are underneath there, maybe in some cases 100 or so different options. Does that mean that we have to know precisely what all of those options do?
No, there's really basically 5 settings that you should thoroughly familiarize yourself with to get good pictures and to know your system.
Okay, so what you're saying then is that we can distill all of those things, all of those buttons and menus down to, I can study my manual and learn how to do 5 things and be able to understand how to do those 5 things, and that's going to help me with my underwater photography.
The ones that you're going to use in the water, yes. All those other settings, all those other controls, maybe later on, maybe topside, but for underwater, 5 basic settings.
And what are those settings going to be?
Well, the first one, not necessarily in this order, but aperture. Aperture controls are very important to us underwater. The second one, shutter speed. Know how to adjust and change your shutter speed underwater. The third, ISO. Know where the ISO control is and what you have to do in order to adjust the ISO. The fourth is your white balance control. And the fifth is your autofocus points, which point is going to be telling the camera what to focus on.
Okay, so when we talk about the autofocus point, I know with a couple of different cameras, when you look in a viewfinder with a digital SLR, you might have a row of boxes or a row of little LED red lights that light up. So what you're saying is that focus point is going to tell me that if I move that little red box over to the left side of my viewfinder window, my main focus point is going to be on that left side.
Correct. That's what the camera is going to use to say, if this object under my little LED point here is in focus, then that's what you want for your picture to be sharp.
Why wouldn't I take that focus point and just stick it in the middle and keep it there all the time?
Well, if you did leave it in the center, then you'd have to recompose the camera so that the main focus point was underneath that center point and then shift it back after you achieved focus. That may not be easy all the time. So that's why you have the option of changing where the focus point is so that you don't have to change your camera position. You can just keep it in the same position, lock your focus in, and take the picture as you had composed it.
So it's a composition tool then.
Exactly. It really helps when you compose your picture.
Great. Okay. So then the other thing that I find difficult for me is when I get a new camera out of a box, it's got all kinds of great symbols and icons all over the camera that tell me I need to push this and I need to push this. And I'm sure that the camera engineers have worked very, very hard to make it easy for me to understand what I need to do in order to turn those controls on and off and manipulate the controls. But then I go ahead and put the darn thing in a housing.
And all of those controls, those nice icons next to them, may very well be hidden by the housing. Even some of the clear housings, they may block those little icons, which takes us back to our original point, learn the camera when you get it before you put it in the housing. Once you know where those buttons are, you won't have to rely solely on those icons to identify them.
Excellent. What I do is I get a camera, I bring it home, I go through the manual, I learn the buttons, I walk around, I take pictures, I pretend to take pictures, I just toy with the buttons, and then when I finally figure I have it all locked in and understand it, then I put it in the housing and have to learn it all over again.
Yeah, that's true, but that's the way it is underwater. You know, that most of the cameras that are built today are very clearly identified, like you said. But once they're in the housing, you got to learn those controls again.
Okay. Well, that's it. That's our very, very first podcast for the Jim Church School of Digital Underwater Photography.
If you have any questions or you'd like us to cover a specific topic on upcoming podcasts, you can email us at podcast@jimchurchphoto.com. You can also visit us on the website at www.jimchurchphoto.com, where we'll have the podcasts archived.
Till next time, this is Mike Miskleski and Mike Haber for the Jim Church School of Digital Underwater Photography. We'll see you soon.
Well, Denham, the airplane's got it.
Oh, no. It wasn't the airplanes. It was beauty killed the beast. Beauty killed the beast.